News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
And welcome in a Lundy Gras edition of Mobile Mornings. Got a bunch to get to this morning. How are you preparing for Lundy Gras? We'll find that out. Also, of course, the big day tomorrow, Fat Tuesday. And how was your Joe Kane Day? The storms came through yesterday and awful news out of Lee County, Alabama. We'll get to that later in the show also. Your weather with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Looks like the weather will cool down tonight. Well, it's already cooler today than it has been, but it'll get even cooler tonight going into tomorrow. But right now, we start the morning off with Kane and your traffic update.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, it's a chilly start for Lundy Gras Monday. So far, accident-free conditions and light traffic coming across the Bayway, Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort. No delays. Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers are telling us we're accident-free. Advanced Dental Comfort next to Walmart in Fairhope now offering same-day on porcelain crowns with excellent quality that's warranted for 5 years. Advanced Dental Comfort even offering sedation dentistry. Call 210-1777. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny today. Look for temperatures in the lower 50s this afternoon. Tonight, occasional evening showers, lows in the mid-30s. Then tomorrow, sunny with highs in the lower 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, the Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News.
Introducing a new show on FM Talk 106.5. Monday nights at 7, Dalton Orwig and Corey LeBounty recap the weekend in sports.
Fires into the end zone!
And preview the week ahead on FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night.
609 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley in with you on this Lundy Gras. 40 degrees outside of our FM Talk 106.5 studios right now.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a bite in the air.
A little bit of a bite, but no scarves in here yet.
Well,
maybe tomorrow. I don't know if it gets cold enough. But
or long johns.
Or some. Well, you don't know if I don't. I might have long johns on right now.
This shirt is a long john. Oh. It's just 21st century.
21st century. You mean it looks cool, unlike the traditional long johns.
I'm not going there.
There we go. Well, I hope everybody had a great Joe Kane Day yesterday, leading into Lundy Gras today, and then Fat Tuesday, and then. Well, no more king cake, no more moon pies for at least another, 330 days, yeah. Maybe 300 days. So the Mardi Gras season winding down, but don't fret because on FMTalk1065.com, you can catch up on all of the moon pie minutes through today. We have, it began fittingly on February 1st this year. So from February 1st all the way through yesterday, we've got each Moon Pie Minute. You can binge listen to them up there and also the parade schedule. So if you're planning on heading out to the parades today and tomorrow, check out which ones you want to get to and you'll see the times that they start. And hopefully that weather will stay away. I know they had to move some parades around yesterday to get them all in. But we'll talk about that and a whole lot more later. Right now it's time to check the news headlines on this Monday. Here's Kelly Finley.
Alrighty, thank you, Dalton. And I will say when there is rain in the forecast and the parades are light as far as revelers, you win big. Because what happens is the hose on the floats, they don't want to take those throws back with
no
them.
No way.
They get real heavy-handed.
Little Mardi Gras tip there.
There you go. All right, good morning, everyone. 6:10 on your, what is this, Monday morning? Mm-hmm. My goodness, we're just rolling along. A sad news to report as the death toll this morning at 23 people. Of course, we're talking about the tornado that touched down in Lee County. At least 23 people are confirmed dead, some of them children, dying after a tornado touched down in Lee County. Authorities and rescue units are right now in search mode, hoping to find missing people at this hour. Now, unfortunately, in situations like this, the death toll is expected to rise. Early reports say that this could have been an EF3, possibly an EF4 tornado. The National Weather Service and their survey team will need to make that determination in the coming days. As for Governor Kay Ivey, she took to Twitter on Sunday, saying, "Our hearts go out to those who lost their lives in the storms that hit Lee County today, praying for their families and everyone whose homes or businesses were affected. Officials from Alabama EMA and other agencies are quickly working to provide assistance. Due to today's severe weather and tornadoes, I've extended the state of emergency issued on February 23rd to be statewide." And the governor, of course, has included the Twitter handle of Alabama EMA. That's a great Twitter handle to follow. That's at Alabama EMA. Here's what you need to know if you're in that area and you're listening. The Smith Station Volunteer Fire Department Station Number 1, which is on Lee Road, that's been designated as the area for citizens affected by the storms to seek assistance when it comes to sheltering or other unmet needs. The American Red Cross is also on the ground assisting. And if you have a missing family member or friend, you know, that you haven't been able to find since the tornadoes and storms touched down, there is a email address that they're giving that you can search. Just go to leecoema.com. That's leecoema.com. Let's take you overseas. In international news, this grabbed my eye on social media. This happened overnight. Kenyan police say 4 Americans and a local pilot there have been killed after their helicopter crashed on an island in Lake Turkana, which is located north of the country. The incident, they say, is they don't know the cause as of yet, and they're not releasing the name nor area from which these Americans are from. They're waiting to, of course, alert the next of kin. National Police Service, they extend their condolences to the families and friends of the bereaved. And then back here in the U.S. on Sunday, that marked the commemoration of Bloody Sunday, the 1965 Civil Rights March, in which peaceful demonstrators wanting voting rights and equality when it comes to voting rights, well, that's when they were beaten in tear gas by police in Selma, Alabama. On Sunday was the 54th anniversary of the Montgomery to Selma walk, the Montgomery to Selma March, I should say. The day was marked with a unity breakfast and a march across the Edmund Pettus Bridge. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thank you very much, Kelly. Coming up later this hour, we'll talk with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. We'll get his take on the deadly storms that moved across the state and specifically in Lee County yesterday. And also the heads up on how cool it will be overnight going into Fat Tuesday celebrations tomorrow. All that from Dr. Bill Williams. And I got sports coming up next. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A massive search and rescue effort is underway this morning in East Alabama, where a deadly tornado touched down Sunday. In Lee County, Alabama, search and rescue crews spent Sunday sifting through piles of debris looking for survivors. 23 people, including children, are confirmed dead, and authorities expect that number to rise.
Said that there's just massive amounts of rubble out there that, because dark got them, they could not look under it or around it.
The National Weather Service is expected to survey that damage today. The same storm system passed through Washington County, a patio and storage area. at Sims Chapel Holiness Church were destroyed. Church members had just left for the day when strong winds came roaring in. One family still left in the church had to take cover. No injuries were reported. A little more than 5,000 people braved the rain and stormy conditions for Joe Kane Day in Mobile. Mobile police said four adults were arrested on three misdemeanor and a felony charge. 21 parking tickets were issued and 14 vehicles were towed away. The parade schedule at midday was adjusted in anticipation of the stormy weather. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Are you a business owner? Have you ever considered selling your business? At some time or another, every owner must consider exit strategies and should take maximum advantage of favorable conditions. Don't wait for uncontrollable circumstances or the market to make these critical decisions for you. Transworld's mergers and acquisitions team can guide you through every step of the process. Contact Transworld of Mobile for a no-obligation consultation or visit tworld.com/mobile. Our value is maximizing your value.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams four times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
SEC basketball enters the final week of the regular season. South Alabama upsets the number one team in the Sun Belt, and Bama sweeps the Jags baseball team at Stinky Field. 6:18 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In SEC basketball on Saturday, Auburn beat Mississippi State 80-75. The win was Auburn's fourth in their last five games and put an end to the Bulldogs' five-game winning streak. Bryce Brown led the Tigers with 24 points, while Quindary Weatherspoon led the Bulldogs in points with 25. Auburn's record now stands at 20-9 with two games remaining in the regular season. It's the 11th time in program history that they've recorded at least 20 wins. Alabama fell to number 13-ranked LSU 74-69. John Petty hit five three-pointers and led Bama with 23 points, but it wasn't enough to top LSU. The Tigers are still undefeated in SEC road games and are tied with number 7 Tennessee for the lead in the SEC standings. Speaking of Tennessee, the 7th-ranked Vols beat number 4 Kentucky in Knoxville 71-52. It was a revenge game for the Vols, who were beaten by Kentucky 2 weeks ago in Lexington 86-69. Jordan Bone led the Vols in scoring with a career-high 27 points. Kentucky forward Reed Travis missed a third straight game with a sprained right knee, and the Wildcats team had its lowest point total since a 64-48 loss to Vanderbilt back in 2013. Elsewhere around the league, Arkansas beat Ole Miss 74-73 on a Jalen Harris layup with 6 seconds remaining. Georgia upset Florida 61-55 on a career night from Nicholas Claxton, who put up 25 for the Bulldogs. Missouri crushed South Carolina 78-63, and Texas A&M defeated Vanderbilt 64-57. Vandy's now lost a school record 17 consecutive games, including all 16 in the SEC. The Commodores are headed towards breaking a record that no team would want. They are two losses from becoming the first team to ever finish 0-18 in SEC play. Here at home, the South Alabama Jaguars men's basketball team beat the number one team in the Sun Belt, Texas State, 77-63 on senior night at the Mitchell Center. Two seniors had big games for the Jags. Roderick Sykes hit 5 three-pointers with 18 points total, and Corey Holden scored 15, but it was junior Josh Ajayi who led South with 20 points. It was a much-needed win for South, who had lost 4 of their last 5 going into Saturday night's game. The South Alabama women's basketball team had a tougher go of it Saturday, losing in a blowout at Texas State, 77-45. The Jags entered halftime down by only 4 points, but were outscored 46-18 in the second half. It was easily the Jags' worst loss of the season, and they've now lost three games in a row, but they're still 19-8 overall and an even 8-8 in the Sun Belt. Up next, both teams take on Coastal Carolina as we enter the final week of the regular season. The men's team plays at Coastal Carolina on Thursday at 6 p.m., while the women's team is at home on Thursday to face the Chanticleers at 7. The USA Jaguars baseball team was swept by Alabama 3-0 at Stanky Field over the weekend. The Jags lost Game 1 on Friday night 7-3 and fell in both games on Saturday 10-5 and 6-1. Due to the weather, Sunday's Game 3 was moved up to Saturday afternoon. South is now 4-5 to begin the year, with the five losses coming to Bama and Clemson. This Wednesday, the Jags will be at Stanky Field still when they face Nicholls State. First pitch is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. The softball team also had a tough weekend. The Jags went 1-3 in the Diamond 9 Citrus 2 Classic in Orlando. They were beaten 12-4 by Bradley and lost to Purdue 6-5 on Friday, and then split their game Saturday with an 8-1 win over Savannah State and another loss to Bradley 4-3. This Tuesday, South has another tough game early this season. They'll play in Tuscaloosa against the number 5 ranked and undefeated Alabama at 5 p.m. On the PGA Tour, Keith Mitchell won the Honda Classic by one stroke at 9-under par with a 15.5-foot birdie putt on the 18th hole. Mitchell beat Brooks Koepka and Ricky Fowler by one stroke. Fowler birdied three of his last four holes in a bid to force a playoff, but Mitchell squashed those hopes with the huge birdie putt to win on the PGA Tour for the first time. Coming up this week, the PGA Florida swing continues with the Arnold Palmer Invitational at Bay Hill in Orlando. The big names will be there for this one, including Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Koepka, and defending tournament champion Rory McIlroy. And in NASCAR, Joey Logano won the Pennzoil 400 in Las Vegas for his first win of the season after winning the Cup Series Championship last season. Brad Keselowski finished second, followed by Kyle Busch in third, Kevin Harvick fourth, and Kurt Busch fifth. Kyle Busch came just short of a weekend sweep in Vegas after he won the Truck Series race on Friday and the Xfinity Series race on Saturday. Next Sunday, NASCAR heads to Phoenix for the Ticket Guardian 500 from ISM Raceway. 622 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning for the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. We've got accident free conditions so far this morning. It's a good ride coming down from the 1065 split eastbound I-10 from the tunnels and across the Bayway into Causeway. A chilly start again this morning. Make sure you hit the heater before you head out. But Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Ford looking good. Veteran-owned Stone Arms Inc., home of the $10 transfer fee at 10160 Airport Boulevard to Quarter Mile west of Snow Road. They've lowered their transfer fee to $10. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 7 and Saturdays 9 to 2. And I'm Kane with your FN Talk 106. Traffic.
If you're trying to sell property and your potential clients just can't see the trees through the forest, call Mako Forestry Service, clearing and removing property underbrush for over 21 years. And nobody has the amount and variety of equipment, including amphibious equipment, large rubber tire carriers, and excavators of all sizes, and a whole lot more. Mako will get your job done on budget and on schedule. So call for a free and fair estimate, 747-1802. Mako Forestry, turning your canvas into a work of art.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny today. Look for temperatures in the lower 50s this afternoon. Tonight, occasional evening showers, lows in the mid-30s. Then tomorrow, sunny with highs in the lower 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Ah, spring is in the air. And everywhere you look, things are growing like crazy. Is your business one of them? Well, things are picking up. Better get yourself a partner who can help you stay ahead and won't ever let you down. Someone you can trust, like your local Thompson Cat Rental Store. Thompson's been helping hard-working people like you grow and prosper for over 60 years. So they know a thing or two about trust. And just like you, they know it takes time to earn it. So come on down to your local Thompson Cat Rental Store, where you'll not only get the service and selection you need, but for a limited time, get 0% financing for 48 months on select new cat machines. Offer good through June 30th. Visit ThompsonCat.com for details. Just like you, we have what it takes.
big changes this year in Washington, but how will that affect you? Don Moore explains how to adjust your retirement strategy to make sure you're prepared. Listen to the Retirement Peace Roadmap radio show, Sunday afternoon at 2, here on FM Talk 106.5.
625 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile mornings. 39 degrees outside the studios. The temperature's going the wrong way. It was 41 I came in earlier.
This is get sick weather.
It is get sick weather.
One day it's 75 and you're at the beach, and the next day you're walking fast.
I know most people are like, I don't want to be sick until Wednesday. Just push it off until Wednesday and I'll be good to go. All right. Right now it's time to check headlines for this Monday morning. Here's Kelly.
Yeah. Seems like my body didn't get that memo.
It's because you said it.
I know.
If you hadn't said it, you'd be all right.
My extra raspy voice today. Good morning, everyone. Hope you're doing well on this. You may say Lundi Gras. Some say Lundi Gras. Either way, happy Monday to you. So let's get you started. As an Alabama senator is now in the headlines, and it's thanks to his many years of public service. U.S. Senator Richard Shelby is now Alabama's longest-serving senator. According to the Associated Press, on Sunday, Senator Shelby surpassed the record of John Sparkman, the Alabamian who has previously served the longest in the Senate. So back in 1986, Senator Shelby was elected to the Senate as a Democrat. Shelby then switched to the Republican Party in November of 1994. He's also served four terms in the U.S. House of Representatives as a Democrat. So, do you want to guess as to how many days, Dalton?
Oh, man. I am so bad at this.
Okay, or years. I'll give you an option.
360. I'm going to say 36,000 days.
Oh, no.
No? Like, wait. Okay, I told you I'm bad at math.
Not that you're bad, you're just extra generous. He has been an Alabama senator for 11,749 days, or 32 years and 60 days. Just a little info for you.
I multiplied too much. Way too much.
Obviously a new daddy right there. We're talking about all things Mardi Gras, of course. Yesterday, as you know, the noon parades, everything was bumped up because of course, the weather. And then in the evening, there was a parade or two. And we're talking about yesterday was the La Croix de Bienville parade and La Croix de Second Line parade. So we like to check in on our Mardi Gras recap, courtesy of the police department and the Mobile Police. Gosh, hand clap for you. High five as well. They've been so patient and kind, having to deal with so much out there, let's just say. When it comes into the numbers on Sunday, the crowd count for the Joe Kane Day was 5,068 people enjoyed the parade. Mobile police responded to 32 complaints. Four adults were arrested on three misdemeanor charges and one felony charge. There were 21 parking citations issued, and there were 14 vehicles towed, and four of those were taken to the MPD main impound. And there was one citation issued for crossing barricades. You can't do that.
Nope. Don't do that.
This is a safety issue. I get that you're on vacation. You probably paid a lot of money to come here. Just let the good times roll, literally and figuratively. Next time we'll talk, we'll give you information as to what's happening in Greene County, Mississippi, as well as how you can help an Alabama family deal with a heartbreaking loss, what you can do to help them through their pain. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Thank you, Kelly. Coming up, we'll talk with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. He'll give us the update for today and Fat Tuesday and more weather, news, sports, traffic, all here on FM Talk 106.5.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Lee County in southeast Alabama near the Georgia line was hit hard by yesterday's round of severe weather. 23 people are dead this morning. The sheriff expects the death toll to rise. Areas in Beauregard and at Smith Station near Phoenix City saw the most damage. Sheriff Jay Jones says a tornado caused damage on a path several miles long and about a half mile wide. The National Weather Service is expected to survey the damage today. An elementary school teacher is among four people arrested on drug charges in northwest Florida. Deputy seized methamphetamine, cocaine and marijuana, guns, and more than $12,000 in cash from a home on Mimosa Drive. That's just off of Pine Forest Road in Escambia County. Susan Maines, John Desposito, Thomas Meadows, and Brandon Satterfield are charged with possession of narcotics. Maines is a second-grade teacher at Jim Allen Elementary School. Today is Lundi Gras. Seven parades on the schedule, six in Mobile, one in Fairhope. The action kicks off at noon with the arrival of King Felix and the Floral Parade. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
Sometimes you just want to connect with someone else who gets it. If you're a female, military veteran, service member, or first responder, join us on Mondays from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at Veterans Recovery Resources in Midtown Mobile. Our Women Veterans Connect is an opportunity for fellowship, education, and support. There is no cost and all are welcome. Join us at 1156 Spring Hill Avenue in Midtown Mobile. Visit vetsrecover.org to learn more. See you next Monday.
Gas tax increases. A state lottery. Overcrowded Alabama prisons. There's a lot going on in Montgomery. And FM Talk brings you the information you need from Goat Hill Daily on Mobile Mornings.
23 dead, including children, scores injured, a neighborhood reduced to matchsticks. That's what greeted search and rescue teams with Dawn's First Light in southeastern Alabama this morning, the result of a powerful tornado. Crews are fully back at work now as we hear from Kaylee Hartung.
We're about a quarter of a mile from what they're considering ground zero of the tornado's devastation in this area, but this is as close as we can get. Police saying this is still a very active scene.
Lee County Sheriff Jay Jones says the twister traveled straight down a country road in the rural community of Beauregard, Alabama. House Oversight Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler says he'll request documents today for more than 60 people in the Trump administration, family, and business as part of a rapidly expanding Russia investigation. Pope Francis announces this morning he's opening the Vatican secret archives on the wartime activities of Pope Pius XII, which Jews have been seeking for decades. Wall Street stock futures showing gains across the boards this morning. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. China and the U.S. are in the final stage of completing a trade deal with Beijing offering to lower tariffs and other restrictions on U.S. farm, chemical, auto, and other products. And Washington considering removing most, if not all, sanctions levied against Chinese products since last year. The talks have progressed to the extent that a formal agreement could be reached at a summit between President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping later this month. As AT&T shuffles the executive ranks within its newly acquired Warner Media Entertainment empire, CNN is in for a different kind of makeover. The Wall Street Journal says John Stankey, the AT&T executive at the head of Warner Media, is planning to revamp the cable news network's digital operation, which he believes isn't reaching its potential and requires more investment in product development and data analytics. Crude oil up 39 cents, trading at $56.19 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures are modestly higher after stocks closed higher on Friday. And that's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-244-6060. That's 800-244-6060. 800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
There are thousands of Mobile and Baldwin County adults listening to Mobile's newest, boldest, freshest radio station. Hi, this is Rennie Brabner of the FM Talk 106.5 Sales Department. Why not make all of those listeners your customers? Let our advertising expertise in this station go to work for you. Just give me a call at 251-344-1065 1065 extension 19. I'd love to talk to you about an advertising plan for your local business on FM Talk 106.5.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
635 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings on this Lundi Gras Monday. It's time to check in with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning.
So a little bit chilly right now, but it's supposed to get chillier overnight, right? It's even colder going into Fat Tuesday.
Yeah, big Arctic air mass, and it's still centered way out in Kansas and stretching on up into Canada. And it's going to affect us for the next few days. But what's really amazing is when we get into next weekend, we'll be up near 80 degrees. So things are going to turn around rather quickly in the second half of the week. But as for today, it's going to be rather chilly with a north wind up around 15 miles an hour, possibly a gust of 20 or so. And we'll see temperatures today only in the low 50s. Just remember, a couple of days ago, we were pushing 80. In fact, yesterday, even up to 76 degrees. So quite a bit cooler today. Now, tonight, you'll see some clouds come in the late afternoon and into the evening hours. An upper air disturbance will quickly move over us, and it could produce some light rain during the early evening hours. After that, things dry out, and we're going to cool down to about 34 to 35 degrees tomorrow morning. We should say slightly above the freezing point. Then tomorrow, the cold air continues to spread over our area. It will be sunny at about 52 for the high tomorrow. But then tomorrow night, with clear skies, we're going to get into the upper 20s.
Wow.
And if that occurs, that will be the coldest temperature of the winter. Will occur here in the last couple of weeks here of the of winter, and so we could get down to 28 or 29 degrees tonight, or tomorrow night, and then on Wednesday it'll be sunny, and we'll warm up a little bit, 55 for the high on Wednesday, and then down into the upper 30s for Wednesday night. So we'll start to slowly warm up. Thursday into the 60s with sunshine. Friday into the 70s and mostly cloudy. And then over the weekend, unfortunately, showers move in. Saturday, cloudy with showers, 75 degrees. And then the showers move out early on Sunday, and we'll be approaching 80 degrees on Sunday afternoon. But right now, the important thing is the cold temperatures. Again, tonight down to around 34 to 35 degrees here in the city. And then tomorrow night is the coldest as we get into the upper 20s. So definitely you want to take care of all the vegetation and the plants that have been enjoying the warm weather. Now we got some really cold temperatures coming in.
Yeah, but the good news is that it looks like not much rain to affect us in the parades today and tomorrow. That wasn't the case over the weekend, Dr. Bill, as yesterday lots of parades moved around and a tornado watch for most of our area. But the sad story coming out of Lee County, where they're saying now at least 23 dead, and Kelly was reporting on this earlier, potentially an EF3 or 4 tornado.
At least that. It could very well be a Category 4 from some of the damage that I have seen. And there was just some widespread tornado activity that started in, actually up in Washington County. We had some damage up there. They'll be looking at that, a possible tornado. And then, of course, it really developed over southeast Alabama and then moved into Georgia. And quite a few tornadoes across Georgia late in the afternoon into the evening hours. So conditions there were very favorable in the upper atmosphere for some very powerful thunderstorms.
And Dr. Bill, as you were telling us in the commercial break, what do they look at when it comes to structural damage and how they assess if this is an EF3, 4, or what have you?
Yeah, the best idea is to look at various structures. And now, there are some buildings that are not well-built and that they would be ripped apart very easily. But they'll look at certain types of structures and see what condition exists. And certain type of trees, the way they break. But basically, it's buildings.
Yeah, it's so sad. My goodness. And the death toll, unfortunately, expected to rise.
And
the warnings did go out, but it's very possible that some of those folks did not hear those warnings, and those tornadoes ripped through the area. So we were fortunate here along the coast. We did have the thunderstorms move through with some gusty winds, but the conditions were favorable at farther to the north, which is usually the case. and then on into eastern and southeast Alabama.
Well, our thoughts and prayers with everyone that was affected by the storms yesterday, and that count hopefully doesn't rise much or at all today. You mentioned that this weekend when it gets a little bit colder might be the coldest of the week, and if somebody wants to see, for instance, the coldest and hottest temperatures, tide tables, all that great stuff, can still get the Dr. Bill Williams Weather Almanac right now.
Yeah, the weather almanacs, of course, are free, and they're still available. If you do a lot of boating, you'll have all the tide tables and, of course, a lot of hurricane information. You'll find them here at West Marine, two locations, at I-65 and Airport, and also down at Dog River. Also, Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, Classic Cars, Robert Moore Christmas Town. If you're over in the Eastern Shore, Old Time Garden Supply and Billy Lankford Allstate. Autocraft Collision Centers across Baldwin County and Robertsdale Power Equipment. And we're going to be resupplying some of these locations because they're getting low on them, and some may have already run out. So we'll get the copies over to the stores.
Well said. I think we've had to resupply several times now, Dr. Bill. We appreciate it. Thank you for giving us all this information. We'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Dalton.
That's staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. You can hear his forecast twice an hour, every hour, right here on FM Talk 106.5. We talk to him a few more times in the morning to get you ready for your work day, or Lundy Graw in this instance. Coming back, more news with Kelly. I got your sports, but we'll start it off with traffic and Kane right here on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. From the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, it's been a perfect start to the morning so far. Accident-free conditions continue. A little chill in the air, so hit the heater when you're heading out. But beyond that, a great ride. The Bayway, the Causeway, no delays. Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort, perfect start to the morning. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2019 Toyota Tundra with 0% financing available or $5,700 in savings. Model 8377. See them at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Talking with my buddy Austin Keefe from Arrow Exterminators, and it is mosquito season. It starts early around here.
Well, it's pretty much all year round.
That's right. Actually, in a year like this where we've had so much rain, y'all are probably already getting calls about mosquitoes.
We do. We get them early in the year, sometimes even in December.
Okay. So we know that either we already have a mosquito problem or we're going to have a mosquito problem. First of all, over the years past, you've given us some common sense tips to try to reduce the amount of mosquitoes in our yard.
Yeah, I mean, the plans that we do work, but we also have to have homeowner help, which is make sure the trash can lids are closed, make sure those little pans underneath your flower pots have holes in them or are being drained out, so you're eliminating some of the moisture sources around your house.
But still, the mosquitoes are around. How do y'all treat this?
Well, we can come out and send our home evaluator. He'll take a look at the yard and give you a prescribed area that he feels needs to be catered to your particular needs.
All right. Well, if we want to get that appointment, tell us how to do it.
You can reach us at 888-GO-ARROW or arrowexterminators.com.
Hey, Angelo, Two Guys and Some Change is going to be on at 1 p.m. following Sean's Midday Mobile Show.
1 in the afternoon, not at 8 o'clock at night. That is awesome.
Yeah, just a new time because of a basketball game, but we appreciate it. So catch Two Guys and Some Change at 1 o'clock.
Tuesday afternoon.
6:43 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley in with you on this Lundy Graw. 40 degrees. We've climbed 1 degree. It's up and down.
That's
it's like the stock market this morning.
Right. That's perspective for
but
sure.
But no matter how you look at it, a chilly start compared to the most recent days. 6:43 now. Time to check the headlines for today. Here's Kelly.
All righty. Thank you, Dalton. Good morning, everyone. We begin in Greene County, Mississippi, as authorities there say they are looking for an inmate who escaped from the Greene County Jail Saturday morning. His name is Billy Hinton. He's described as a white male with brown hair. He escaped between 2 a.m. and 5:30 a.m. That's quite a window of time. According to the chief deputy there, they say he managed to make an entrance, they say, into the attic above a cell and escape through the roof area. The direction of travel unknown.
Hmm.
The Washington County Sheriff's Office in Alabama says, though, they received a report of a black 2002 Toyota Tacoma being stolen from the local area in the Tibby area in the early morning hours. So that could be Mr. Hinton. The license plate number of that pickup truck is 0582AL5. And they say due to other details involving the stolen vehicle, they do believe that the escaped inmate is driving that vehicle. If you have information about Billy Hinton's whereabouts, give the Greene County Sheriff's Office a call, 601-394-2341, or call 911. very sad update to report on that 11-year-old little girl who had been missing in DeKalb County. Well, she was found, her body was found on Saturday. A missing persons case, you know, was launched, and now the friends and family of little Amberlee Alexis Barnett, they have started a GoFundMe account, Dalton, to help. It's just a tough time for this family. The GoFundMe account has been started. Her body was discovered at an undisclosed location Saturday after an overnight search. That's according to the DeKalb County Sheriff. They say, quote, CHS class of 2009 is raising money in memory of our classmate's daughter. All donations will go directly to the family of this sweet girl. Barnett was last seen in the Mount Vernon community around 6 p.m. at her aunt's house. And their search, it took authorities to Cherokee County and also into the state of Georgia. Authorities did not reveal where her body was found or the cause of death, and they're not taking questions at this time. As you can imagine, it's a very tough time for the family, so if you're looking to give back that GoFundMe account, you can go ahead and search her name, Amberlee Alexis Barnett. And news out of Tennessee, as officials have released the name of the two men who were injured in that helicopter crash. Are you familiar with this city in Tennessee? It's outside of Tullahoma.
I've heard of it. Okay. Probably couldn't point to it on a map. I'm just a bad geography guy.
No, but you know, those, I always want to be respectful of those who may be in the know of the area that we're talking to. So, talking about rather, the pilots involved in the last Thursday's crash have been identified as 70-year-old Jack Cook of Ozark, Alabama, and 69-year-old Larry Cornell of New Brockton, Alabama. The Tennessean is reporting that both men, thankfully, are in stable condition at Vanderbilt University. They're flying an HH-60L Black Hawk helicopter when they crashed just outside Tullahoma. Crash was reported around 3 p.m. last Thursday. Cause of the crash still unknown, but the Federal Aviation Administration and the NTSB are both continuing to investigate this incident. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, it looks like Tullahoma, southeast state, kind of north of Georgia, or north of Huntsville, actually. I apologize. And so Lynchburg, home of Jack Daniels, it's right north of there. If you've ever toured the Jack Daniels distillery, which I know plenty of people around here have. We were talking about the cooler weather moving into our area, and Randy texts us from Indiana. It's great to keep up with Randy and how things are going up there. And, you know, I don't feel bad about it being cool here anymore. He said, our temperature here in Indiana is 2 this morning.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's a typo. I think it's 2 degrees in Indiana.
You know, and thank you for that text. Love that. My parents are visiting from Michigan. And so, you know, they like to check the weather when they're here.
Probably sun's out, guns out for them, right? Got the tank tops on.
Not so much. They were in the brisk wind yesterday really caught them off guard. It did, but yeah, it's snowing in Michigan. So I said, just another reason for you to go ahead and stay here.
Any excuse you can get to keep.
Yeah,
keep,
I mean, my sisters have had you long enough there. Let's just come on.
There you go.
Come on home, sister.
6:48 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Got your sports coming up. Also, weather with Dr. Bill and traffic with Kane. This is FM Talk 106.5.
The 21st Annual Business Expo and Job Fair is coming Thursday, May 9th to the grounds. If your business would like to meet with hundreds of job applicants, take advantage of the early bird registration special offering a $45 savings now. Join FM Talk 106.5 and be a part of the largest comprehensive job fair in the region. Call the South Alabama Regional Planning Commission at 652-0585 or visit sarpc.org for more information on the Business Expo and Job Fair May 9th.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A massive search and rescue effort is underway this morning in East Alabama, where a deadly tornado touched down Sunday. In Lee County, Alabama, search and rescue crews spent Sunday sifting through piles of debris looking for survivors. 23 people, including children, are confirmed dead, and authorities expect that number to rise.
Said that there's just massive amounts of rubble out there that, because dark got them, they could not look under it or around it.
The National Weather Service is expected to survey that damage today. The same storm system passed through Washington County. A patio and storage area at Sims Chapel Holiness Church were destroyed. Church members had just left for the day when strong winds came roaring in. One family still left in the church had to take cover. No injuries were reported. A little more than 5,000 people braved the rain and stormy conditions for Joe Kane Day in Mobile. Mobile police said 4 adults were arrested on 3 misdemeanor and a felony charge. 21 parking tickets were issued and 14 vehicles were towed away. The parade schedule at midday was adjusted in anticipation of the stormy weather. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
SEC basketball enters the final week of the regular season. South Alabama upsets the number one team in the Sun Belt, and Bama sweeps the Jags baseball team at Stanky Field here in Mobile. 10 minutes till 7 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In SEC basketball on Saturday, Auburn beat Mississippi State 80-75. The win was Auburn's fourth in their last five games and put an end to the Bulldogs' five-game winning streak. Alabama fell to number 13 LSU 74-69. John Petty hit five three-pointers and led Bama with 23 points, but it wasn't enough to top LSU. The Tigers are still undefeated in SEC road games and are tied with number 7 Tennessee for the lead in the SEC standings. Speaking of Tennessee, the 7th-ranked Vols beat number 4 Kentucky in Knoxville 71-52. Jordan Bone led the Vols in scoring with a career-high 27 points. Kentucky forward Reed Travis missed a third straight game with a sprained right knee. Elsewhere around the league, Arkansas beat Ole Miss 74-73. Georgia upset Florida 61-55. Missouri crushed South Carolina 78-63. And Texas A&M defeated Vanderbilt 64-57. Here at home, the South Alabama Jaguars men's basketball team beat the number one team in the Sun Belt, Texas State, 77-63 on senior night at the Mitchell Center. And two seniors had big games for the Jags. Roderick Sykes hit five three-pointers with 18 points total, and Corey Holden scored 15. But it was junior Josh Ajayi who led South with 20 points. It was a much-needed win for South, who had lost four of their last five going into Saturday night's game. The South Alabama women's basketball team had a tougher go of it Saturday, losing in a blowout at Texas State 77-45. Up next, both teams take on Coastal Carolina as we enter the final week of the regular season. Men's team plays at Coastal Carolina on Thursday at 6 o'clock, while the women's team is at home on Thursday to face the Chanticleers. They will tip off at 7 o'clock. The USA Jaguars baseball team was swept by Alabama 3-0 at Stanky Field over the weekend. The Jags lost Game 1 on Friday night 7-3 and fell in both games on Saturday 10-5 and 6-1. South is now 4-5 to begin the year, with the five losses coming to Bama and Clemson. This Wednesday, the Jags will be at Stanky Field when they face Nicholls State. First pitch is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. On the PGA Tour, Keith Mitchell won the Honda Classic by one stroke at 9-under par with a 15.5-foot birdie putt on the 18th hole. Mitchell beat Brooks Koepka and Ricky Fowler by one stroke. Fowler birdied three of his last four holes in a bid to force a playoff, but Mitchell squashed those hopes with the huge birdie putt to win on the PGA Tour for the first time. And in NASCAR, Joey Logano won the Penske 400 in Las Vegas for his first win of the season after he won the Cup Series championship last season. Brad Keselowski finished second, followed by Kyle Busch third, Kevin Harvick fourth, and Kurt Busch fifth. 6:53, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lagniappe Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny today. Look for temperatures in the lower 50s this afternoon. Tonight, occasional evening showers, lows in the mid-30s. Then tomorrow, sunny with highs in the lower 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Gulf Coast Beads has everything you need for Mardi Gras, with a warehouse packed full of the latest throws, party gifts, and decor at great prices.
Parading this year? Let Gulf Coast Beads save you stress and time. Call with your order, and Chuck McKay will have his staff pull your order, bag it, ready to throw, and ready to go with curbside service. Gulf Coast Beads even has local delivery. Call Chuck today to order your throws, 308-1234. That's Gulf Coast Beads at 308-1234. Joe knows where to get your throws. Gulf Coast Beads.
Good morning from the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery. Traffic's here pretty quiet on the roadways, but a chilly start again this morning. Keep that in mind. Grab that extra jacket on the way out. So far, we've had a good ride downtown. The Bayway, the Causeway, the Eastern Shore, Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort, all the way to Loxley, looking good. South Alabama baseball season tickets are now on sale. The 2019 home schedule could very well be the best in school history, including three games versus Alabama, Coastal Carolina, and Troy. Call 461-1USA for your tickets. Go Jags. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at Twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
5 minutes till 7, FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig. Right now it's time to check the headlines for this Lundy Graw. Here's Kelly Finley.
All righty. Thank you, Dalton. I want to get you caught up on some headlines because what happens is, of course, when we go into Friday and then the weekend and then it's Monday. So you may have heard these, you may have not, but we just want to keep you posted, especially as we are on the eve of the new legislative session. Getting started.
Yeah, starting on Fat Tuesday. How dare they?
I know. Where are these people from? All right. There is information that we have about a recent accident. Alabama State Troopers, they are confirming some information. A pedestrian was struck and killed. This happened in eastern Baldwin County. Our news partners over at WKRG filling in information for us as that incident happened just after 7 a.m. on U.S. 90 near Seminole Drive in the Seminole community. Troopers confirmed that 65-year-old Albert Frank Watson of Seminole was walking east along U.S. 90 when he was hit by a vehicle driven by 35-year-old Stephen Mark Cheney of Robertsdale. Watson did suffer fatal injuries. Cheney was not injured. Alabama State Troopers, they are continuing to investigate. Also over the weekend, a Millbrook man was killed in an apparent hit-and-run incident, and a woman died in Russellville after she was hit in a parking lot. So just be mindful of the fact that, you know, and I don't know, of course, if weather played a role, was a factor, but, you know, the foggy weather, the rainy weather, and, of course, people are trying to be in the celebratory mood. Mm-hmm. Just be mindful of the fact there are more people walking who are not even from here. So just be mindful of that. And then this one, I mean, the pictures were horrific. That small banner plane, which crashed into a building, that happened along a beach in Florida. The images, if you saw them, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It showed a crushed plane. It was a yellow plane smashing onto the roof of a building Friday afternoon in Fort Lauderdale. The plane hit the building between the 16th and 17th floors and then fell below to the pool deck. The 18th story of the building was under construction. So this is one of those small banner planes. You know, if you're at the beach and you see them saying, you know, come visit this restaurant or, you know, whatever it is.
Oysters, shrimp.
Yeah, they're trying to advertise. One person on the plane did die. Thankfully, no injuries on the ground to report, but scary situation there. And then real quickly, don't forget, tomorrow marks the beginning of the 2019 legislative session. And our next news update, I'm going to tell you some of the key issues which you want to look out for. And this one is one of Dalton's favorites.
Ooh.
Lottery talk.
Yes, I'm intrigued now. 658 FM Talk 106.5. A chilly start to Lundy Graw. Check out the parade schedule and listen up. Catch up on Moon Pie Minutes right there at FMTalk1065.com. Just hit the Moon Pie Minute tab, and we're coming back. More Mobile Mornings on the way.